When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. My name is Joe and today I'm joined by Mark to have a look at the international break and how it may or may not impact on our FPL teams and transfer decisions this week as we look ahead to FPL game week 5. So Mark, welcome, how are you?
Hi Joe, I'm good thanks, yeah, not too bad. International break's always a strange one because at first it's kind of relief, but then by the second week you're sort of wanting to get back into proper competitive football again, so yeah, doing okay.
Yeah, definitely. So I think we'll start with two key players that we're thinking of for the captaincy. Well, Haaland obviously is one of those. I want to see what's happened to him, but also Son. Lots of talk about Son on the back of his hat-trick, and he could be playing up front in a very favourable tie for Spurs against Sheffield United. So let's start with, I guess, Son first, because he was spotted with an ice pack before South Korea's clash with Saudi Arabia at the Gulf States home ground at St James's Park. I'm only saying that because Mark's a Newcastle fan. But was it anything to worry about? That is not the Saudi Arabian connection, but is the ice pack anything to worry about?
That was a storm in a teacup, really, wasn't it? Because there was a bit of online hysteria about that picture. But he played all 90 minutes. He got taken off in stoppage time at St James's Park, but essentially he was completely fine, unscathed. So that issue was already gone. And ice on the knee is quite a normal thing for players anyway. I think FPL Harry pointed out that, you know, his hat trick was scored with strapping on the knee. Okay. So it's
okay.
That was quickly sorted out.
Okay. So as far as we know, he's fine, but we'll know more on team news on Friday after the press conference. But it sounds he's as good to go as he ever was.
Absolutely good to go. And because the match was at St James's Park, there's not even a travel issue about returning late from Asia, nothing like that. So,
rightio. And as for Haaland as well, so he didn't play the first game for Norway, but did play against Georgia and scored, I believe. I saw something on Twitter, and this could be another storm in the teacup. It was saying, Haaland injured, but it looked like he just felt uncomfortable during the match. And he seemed to finish the match as well, and he scored. So, once again, how is Haaland?
He completed the match. He's fine. He was sort of hobbling for a few moments around the pitch, like an impact sort of situation, but then he sort of ran it off, completed the match, and again is absolutely fine.
Phew. Okay, that's good news. What else? I mean, the other, I suppose, headline-grabbing news is there's a lot of players in South America playing, so there's a lot of players potentially returning late. And of course, there's the Argentina-Bolivia match was played at extremely high altitude. Just saw something on Twitter with McAllister with his oxygen canister already in the coach bus as they were going up the mountain, which I suspect was quite a treacherous climb to wherever they were playing in the middle of the mountains. So looking at those late returnees, starting with that Argentina match, what's the latest with some of those key players for our FPL teams? I suppose, especially Alvarez up front.
Yeah, so they sort of overcame, thanks to those personal oxygen tubes, they overcame the height. Because they are on top of the world, after all. High altitude is easy. They won 3-0, didn't even need Leo Messi for it. Alvarez was involved, McAllister, Romero, Emi Martinez, even Garnacho came on at the end. So there was some Premier League involvement for sure. And because that was on Tuesday night, that should leave plenty of time to get back.
Right, yeah.
Lisandro Martinez wasn't included in the matchday squad because of a minor foot issue. But yeah, those players should arrive okay and in good spirits.
Okay.
And it does seem to be the South American players, as you say, and North America, who perhaps played later than everywhere else. And some of them played in the early hours of Wednesday morning.
Okay, so if they're playing early hours Wednesday morning, then we're gonna have those great posts on Twitter. I know Karim, our Karim likes to look at these things. We're tracking the flights across. I know that some clubs have also sort of chartered private jets, sort of come together there for their, you know, if they've got a number of Brazil players, for example. So they should all be back in time, and you know, obviously they're going to travel in luxury on the way back, and they've got those oxygen canisters for those at high altitude. Brazil, number of players for Brazil, notable ones, I guess. I mean Richarlison's of interest because if he's doing well on form, he could return as the number nine for Spurs in theory, although Son definitely has had a shorter journey from Newcastle you know, to within the England, whereas Richarlison's coming across the Atlantic. But yeah, Jesus, Martinelli, Alisson, Casemiro. I mean, the list goes on. There's a hell of a lot of Brazilian players in the Premier League. What's the sort of notable stories then? I was reading some stuff about Richarlison as well.
Yes, well, the other player, I guess, is Gabriel, Arsenal centre-back, played all 90 minutes, as well as some of those other names. Richarlison, yeah, he missed a big chance at the weekend in Brazil's win over Bolivia.
Okay.
And he was substituted shortly afterwards and was kind of quite tearful on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And he's later spoken out with a quote of, "I'm going to go back to England, seek psychological help from a psychologist to work on my mind."
Okay.
He did sort of delve deeper into it. I think over the last few months, he's had problems off the field with agents or certain individuals who he claims who are after him for his money and have now left his life. So that's been the bad form for Tottenham hasn't helped, of course. Seeing his replacement Son like replace him up front and get a hat trick straight away, that probably doesn't help.
No,
missing a big chance as well. Plus all this, he's having a bad time. And hopefully he sort it out and perhaps get amongst the goals again.
Okay, I mean that does sound slightly more favourable for Son starting, but obviously, you know, I do wish Richarlison the best with that, because that sounds like he's got a lot going on and a lot to deal with there. I mean Colombia as well. We've got a few like Sinisterra, Lerma, Diaz. I've got a few notable players there. Ecuador, we got former Brighton player Caicedo at Chelsea and Estupinan. They both played 90 minutes in their final game, which was yesterday. Any news report there? I mean, good to see they played all the game in terms of injuries.
Yeah, it seems like Estupinan in particular played all of both games, so that suggests that he is unscathed. There's not that much headline news from the from the South American games, to be honest. Okay. Yeah, Luis Diaz played. Okay. Ecuador beat Uruguay. Mm-hmm. The only thing is maybe Darwin Nunez was removed at halftime, and Marcelo Bielsa said something afterwards that he sort of arrived with a couple of minor muscle problems. And
oh, was that the Uruguay game against Ecuador?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He was pulled off at halftime, so that could be something.
Okay, so that, I mean, if there's a niggling issue there with Darwin, obviously when you're looking at the Liverpool attack, you've got, you know, Diaz, you've got Jota, you've got Darwin, you've got Gakpo, you've got Salah, all competing for three places. Salah's pretty nailed. If Darwin is out there, you would imagine that would urge towards Jota getting that starting berth for Liverpool. We haven't got it on the screen at the moment, but I know Portugal beat Luxembourg 9-0, and Jota scored in that. I mean, everyone scored in that for Portugal, but so Jota's obviously in good form, admittedly, against Luxembourg. So that could possibly, those who've got Jota looks like a good hold to me.
Yeah, certainly if Darwin Nunez has got a slight knock and Diaz has flown back from Colombia, it does set itself up well for Jota. That was also a match for Portugal where Bruno Fernandes scored and assisted three.
Okay. So
anyone who is selling him, that's another reason to maybe think, well, hang on, he's having a good season, even if it hasn't quite happened FPL-wise.
I mean, it's worth pointing out that Rashford as well, as well as Bruno Fernandes, quite heavily sold this week. People are looking to get Son in, perhaps. Rashford also had a great game for England against Scotland, looking very good on the left, where, of course, he plays for his club. Well, we want him to play for his club. And so that does bode well for, you know, international form. Because I do think sometimes that happens, the international form kind of can move into the club form as well. We've seen it in the past with Lukaku. I remember scoring well for Belgium coming into the Premier League, and then next game does the same again. So that can help. Anyone else from the South American countries that of note that we should mention in terms of any sort of injuries you might have missed or anything like that?
I don't believe so. The main sort of one was Darwin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone else seems to be okay as of now.
Okay. Righty-o. And elsewhere across Europe as well. So we've mentioned Haaland. We mentioned the great form of Fernandes and Jota as well. England against Scotland was quite of note, I guess, with that match, because the likes of, say, Maddison played the first England game, but didn't play against Scotland. Obviously didn't get significant minutes or anything there. So that bodes well for, not that he wouldn't start against Sheffield United, but that's just another thing we don't have to worry about. Hopefully team news will tell us more. There were a number of players that didn't travel, but because of injury or illness. So do you want to run through that list of players? I own Evan Ferguson, and I know he withdrew, but who else withdrew from international duty due to illness or injury?
So a lot of these were sort of in the early days of the international break, mm-hmm. before the first matches that even happened. So yes, Evan Ferguson, mm-hmm. His knee was a bit sore after his hat-trick against Newcastle. Something happened in the match.
Worn so out with all that shooting.
worn out with all that shooting. All those celebrations must have hurt his knee, and he was withdrawn mm-hmm. From the Ireland squads. We've seen England duo Trent Alexander-Arnold and Jack Grealish pick up slight hamstring and thigh problems in game week 4. So neither of those participated.
Mm. Okay.
Destiny Udogi. Again, it was going to be in the Italian under 21 squad, but precautionary illness or fever caused him to, well, the best course of action was deemed for him to just rest up.
Okay. That sounds good for a start, you would imagine, game week 5.
None of these sound a big problem. Mm-hmm. Like George Baldock, if anyone's relying on him, mm-hmm. coming from the bench, he pulled out for Greece with a calf injury. He also missed game week 2 because of a calf. So is that a continuing problem? We'll find out, but hopefully managers don't need mm-hmm. to rely on him. Sandro Tonali is... I don't think he's got a lot of FPL attention, but he also did miss. He's probably a slight doubt for game week 5.
Okay. Okay. So a few sort of differentials in people's teams there. And I guess Trent Alexander-Arnold, the most notable one. But there were also some notable omissions, just they weren't picked, which can spur some players on to do well, and it can sort of damage the confidence of others. Do you want to run down that list of those, in some cases, very heavily owned FPL players who missed out for their country?
Yeah, some of them, I suppose, are just because that country has such a depth of talent. So Ollie Watkins, there might be a slight disappointment from Watkins that he doesn't get in ahead of Callum Wilson, who isn't even starting games for Newcastle. So he might be slightly miffed at that. But at the same time, He's his underlying stats have been really good, Watkins, but he's still goalless at the season. I'm sure if he had netted a couple, he might have been in the squad. Teammate Moussa Diaby, he has been scoring, but he's French. The France squad is superb. Yeah. Raheem Sterling, 16.4% ownership. He hasn't played for England since the World Cup. I think the summer one was because it was agreed that he wanted to concentrate this summer on being back to his old self, and maybe his owners can benefit from that when he's sort of well rested for Bournemouth at the weekend. He's the player with the most in box touches so far. So with his pedigree, with a bit of rest and sort of form, although he didn't quite do it in game week four, he could come back with a bang. Who else have we got? Leno and Pope, both goalkeepers.
Okay.
March Bowen. Jared Bowen is on 3 goals and 1 assist. He's having a great time. James Ward-Prowse is yet to blank since signing. So
West Ham, these are very notable omissions considering we England fielded Jordan Henderson, who plays in the Saudi Arabian League. And, of course, Harry Maguire is getting a start. Good job you didn't keep Lewis Dunk out. Otherwise, Lewis Dunk arguably saved Harry Maguire for more own goals. But yeah, these are very notable omissions. So these players, it could affect them in either way. They could seek to prove Southgate wrong, or it could affect their confidence. Especially, you know, Jared Bowen, James Ward-Prowse, Solly Marsh. They're form players, aren't they, at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, when it's Ward-Prowse, he has got a decent number of caps, I believe. So it's not like he's just never been fancied. No. He's been in and then actively not picked. Which is slightly different, and it'll be interesting to see how some of them respond to this, especially as you say with Henderson, like there'll be growing pressure on Southgate with that.
Also in this list, I saw that Cameron Archer is obviously with Sheffield United now, formerly of Aston Villa, has done well with the England under 21s in the past. So he was an omission from playing. Was that because England under 21s weren't playing? I don't know much about. I wasn't following the England under 21s over this international break, but either way, he's been rested up and he's in good form. And you never know with Spurs. Other players, Wan-Bissaka didn't travel with any country, so he's no international duty for Wan-Bissaka. That could be bad news for Matoma owners, because he is kryptonite to Matoma's Superman magic down the wing. He always gets the better of him, or at least has done recently. Any other names before we go? For any other names we should mention? Anything else of note for our FPL teams ahead of game week 5?
Matoma's another name who, despite playing for an Asian nation, did play as friendlies in Europe. There shouldn't be any travel worries with that. Pascal Gross made his Germany debut. It's good to see. And then the
manager probably got sacked. So that may be the end of his Germany career.
Any interest in Scott McTominay, anybody?
No? It could be. You never know.
He's probably been overtaken last night, but he was top scorer amongst the European qualifiers, so that was interesting. That seems to be most of it. Touch wood, there's been no serious injuries that have come up so far. Right. People seem to be okay.
Great stuff. For most of the players that we've discussed and those that we've missed out, we haven't discussed, team news on Friday with Neil. I won't be there. I'm off that day, but someone else will be with Neil. And that is really crucial, because then we'll get that press conference news. So all of those things that we talked about, we might get some updates on. But it looks like a lot of those sort of key players are clear. Those that have liked this video, please do press that like button. It really helps us out. Also, remember to press that subscribe button if you're not subscribing already, and tell your friends and family to subscribe, so you can keep up to date with all our latest videos and also podcasts wherever you get them. In the meantime, Mark, thanks so much for that roundup. That's good. Lots to ponder, lots for us to look at on Friday as well. And sounds like most most of our key assets are safe during the international break. Thanks for your time, Mark. Good luck. Game week 5.
You too.